You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Calling an audible, one of the best running backs in the upcoming NFL draft will join us 1 hour from now. See, I got my time zone screwed up. That's what happens when you go to college for 6.5 years of undergrad and you're a bookie and a bartender. Brain cells get killed and you can't do math. With Aaron Goldhammer, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. You're on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. But a running theme throughout the entire first hour of this show, as Hammer is in for the vacationing Amber Wilson, is money. Right now, Hammer and I are both on the Florida Gators and Bet to Your Hands Bleed, which we are 61-30-2 on the year. I know low numbers going back to the start of college football. We are very selective in what we give out on air. And right now we have the Gators -2.5. They are up 44-35 at the break. And I was debating, do we go ahead, Hammer, and trying to hedge this as Alabama at the half on ESPN Bet is a 1.5-point favorite. So we have a middle here, a really good middle. A two-possession middle, and you're going, hey, well, you made the line. You gave me the comment greedy. Of pigs get fat. What?
Hogs get slaughtered, and you are getting greedy. So my advice on this was you got to wait and see if Florida has a little run to start the second half.
Yep.
And if your middle grows to like 7 or 8 points, then I could see trying to hit the middle of the bet. But I would, right now, I would stay away. It feels like might be Florida's night, and you had a good read on that. You should get paid off on that. So I don't I don't want you to get too greedy here and get a little bit over your skis. I do, by the way, like San Diego State later, -2.5 against UNLV. So you can mark me down for that one on ESPN Bet as well.
Like it. And then we also have Purdue, Illinois. That's also at the half. We have the Illini. We're laying 1.5 with Illinois, ranked 12th in the country, over third-ranked Purdue. They lead 40-34. That's about to tip, and Purdue is a 1.5-point favorite. We thought about middling that one as well. We stayed away, so we're going to just go roll with what we've got right now with the Gators and the Illini. Underdog, well, as far as rankings go, Florida unranked against at home against 16th-ranked Alabama. We're laying points and 12th-ranked Illinois at home against third-ranked Purdue, laying points. We're just going to stick with it and roll with it. Now, phone lines are always open. Before we get into a heated debate involving a Heisman Trophy winner and a 3-time Super Bowl champ about Russell Wilson, you can always weigh in with advice from my man Aaron Goldhammer, who's going to the Kentucky Derby with his wife and staying at the in-laws in Louisville, so they don't have to worry about the hotel part.
I don't know that I'm going.
You're going,
that's the
dude.
Issue.
You're
That's So what's the most expensive ticket, Ian, you've ever purchased? Have you ever bought a ticket for $1,000 to something?
My wife probably has, but I have not. Like a concert ticket, never a sporting event, but okay. Maybe I may have paid, not knowing, for a concert ticket to U2 or the Stones or whatever. She loves Metallica, Sinatra, you name it. I mean, her. So I'm sure there's something out there that I may have, but not to my knowledge.
Yeah. Well, listen, I was at Super Bowl 48. I'm a Denver Bronco fan in New York City. It was a great trip right up until kickoff, when on the first play, the Broncos snapped the ball over Peyton Manning's head for a safety and lost 43-8. And then I got stuck on Jersey Transit for 4 hours trying to get home. It was $850 that I wish I had back. That was a giant mistake. I'm never going to a Super Bowl ever again. But then I did pay. They were $400 a piece. I saw Hamilton, the musical, early on with the original cast. Lin-Manuel Miranda, the works. Now, that is a theater production, so you're not hoping someone wins or loses. Like, the theater is the theater. The concert is the concert, okay? But my issue with this is I don't know what kind of day we're going to get. I don't know if we're going to get the best derby ever or a total landslide or a triple crown winner. And I've got to decide whether it's worth forking over the largest chunk of change I have ever paid for tickets in order to go to the Kentucky Derby this year.
So what would you do, if you and your wife wants to go see her parents and you have a free place to stay, but you're going to fork over a minimum, the ticket has a comma in it. You're looking at a five-dime day, but memories forever. Would you go ahead and say, you know what, here's five dimes, the new suit, seersucker, pink shirt, the pocket square, go with it. You got to own the Derby attire. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What should Aaron Goldhammer do? What would you do? Now, as we line up phones, and we'll sprinkle these in periodically throughout the remainder of the show, I am fascinated to hear the advice that people have for you, whether to do or not do, because you can always go infield, which I have done. I've done owner's box, having grown up in a thoroughbred horse farm, raising horses and owned horses. I've done the owner's box. Let me tell you something. When you go in the infield, those are my people. That's my crowd.
Once you hit 40, though, Ian, and you and I
I'm not going back in. No.
I'm not. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Quick story.
At 41 years old, I'm not going to be that guy in the infield. If I was 24, you know where you'd see me. I'd be running the infield.
Let me tell you, coming up in about 10 minutes, I will give you a true story of my first sophomore year involving the infield, a bottle of Jack Daniels, a hell of a lot of cold beer, the largest sub ever known to mankind, and a love shrub. And the love shrub, man, that thing will drop a donkey. I mean, I promise you. So we'll touch on that coming up in 10 minutes. While the infield has more stories at the Kentucky Derby than you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's get into Russell Wilson. This was a heated debate this morning.
Speaking of messes like the infield, let's talk about Russell Wilson.
You being a Denver Donkey fan, right? RG3, fellow quarterback, full disclaimer, went on full defense this morning of Russell Wilson. Here he is. Give it a listen. How about RG3 from this morning? One more time, take two, on Get Up, giving full defense of Russell Wilson.
For Russell Wilson to have a top five touchdown to interception ratio, that's more than competent quarterback play. Like, if top five isn't enough to get you to be a surefire starter in the NFL come next season, then I don't know what the hell is. The bottom line is, you don't bring in Russell Wilson to Pittsburgh to compete with Kenny Pickett. Russell Wilson is a guy that you bring in and you give him the keys and tell him that he's a starter. When we talk about guys bringing offenses with them, Tom Brady, he's the GOAT, right? He brought his offense with him to Tampa. Peyton Manning had one Super Bowl. He brought his offense with him to Denver. So when you look at Russell Wilson, why is he not getting the same level of respect as a guy that is a future Hall of Famer?
Because he's not those guys.
Has won a Super Bowl and been to two Super Bowls. He never got that in Denver. He definitely didn't get that from Sean Payton. And I just think that he has earned so much more respect than he has been getting, not just from the coach and Sean Payton that was there this past season, but also from us in the media.
Okay. You heard Booger McFarlane there pushing back. And Booger said, you can run all those numbers at me all you want, but you watched the play, and RG3 came back saying, I watched every snap. Well, look, you're just quoting five touchdowns to one INT, touchdown to INT ratio. Bottom line, Aaron, and I'm going to turn it over to you here in a second before we hear from a three-time Super Bowl champion who lives in Denver and covers the Broncos. Right. Russell Wilson has cost his last two employers over $111 million to play against them. They have to pay $111 million in the Seahawks in Denver to play against them.
Yeah.
They paid him to go away.
Yes.
I mean, the Denver paid him $124 million to go 11-19.
Yee. It's not just the number of interceptions he threw. Like, those are very surface-level stats, okay? If you look at the points they scored, which to me is the most important thing, you know, I'll take an interception here or there, Ian, as long as I'm putting up a bunch of points and touchdown drives on the board. The Broncos' offense the last 2 years was horrible. It was unwatchably bad. And this past year, it only got better when they stopped throwing the ball so much and they started running the ball more with their running backs, which was the best part of their offense, not their passing game with their quarterback, who now they're on the hook for $85 million of dead cap money with. He got sacked a ton. He didn't make good decisions. He played really poorly. And for my money, he was amongst the five worst starting quarterbacks in the league over the course of the last couple years. Now, I'll say one other thing about this that I think is important. Both in Seattle and Denver, They could not wait to get rid of Russell Wilson.
They paid over $100 million combined, 111 to be exact, to say goodbye and play against me. Mark Schlereth, you want to talk about watching every play. RG3 gave you the touchdown INT ratio. Well, there's a lot more than just touchdown INT ratios. Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champion, won two with Denver, does a show on The Fan in Denver. We had him on last night. What was the biggest issue with Russ and Sean Payton's offense in year two? Forget year one with Nathaniel Hackett. Let's just go with Sean Payton. What was wrong? Here's Stink.
The issue was there are many times where things are open and Russ just doesn't throw them. It's almost like I don't want to throw that or I don't see that. And so let me go make something better happen. And if you look at all the sacks, because consistently 45 sacks a year in Seattle, you know, here in Denver as well. And I talked to the Seahawks personnel about this. I talked to their coaching staff about this. I said, hey, man, in my film study, the last three games that I've looked at, you know, every time I did a game, I'd say a good 30 to 35% of every sack given up in Seattle over those years and here in Denver as well is 100% Russ's fault. He's taken away a three-step drop where he decides not to throw the ball. He spins out of the back of the pocket where a tackle is setting up on a short set, and all of a sudden he takes a sack for 7 yards, minus seven, and you can't function that way. You can't. It's really hard to overcome those mistakes.
That is not touchdown INT ratio. That's film study. And that, to me, is why Russ is jettisoned, and they're paying $85 million for him to go away.
Yeah, and I mean, you look again at the Bronco offense this past year. They're near the bottom of the league. They scored 13 points a game with Nathaniel Hackett and Russ. They scored 21 points a game with Sean Payton and Russ. And Sean Payton, to me, just has more credibility in that. Now, did he handle everything perfectly? I don't know about that. But I think these two sides are ready for a divorce. And I would be very careful. Buyer beware, despite the low price tag, if you're going to bring in Russell Wilson to be your starting quarterback in 2024.
Yeah, the price tag is league minimum, about $1.5 million to have him come quarterback your team.
Right. And he might not even be worth that.
And so far, phones aren't ringing. He's Aaron Goldhammer on me and Fitzsimmons. All right, how much would you pay to make your wife or husband happier than a pig in slop to go to a sporting event, a concert, whatever it may be? Because my man Aaron Goldhammer, the Kentucky Derby is on the horizon, first Saturday in May, and his wife wants to go. She's from Louisville. Would you pay five dimes to go to a concert, sporting event, whatever it is, if your better half wanted to go? Forget Heisman winners getting Heisman. We're going to the phones. Coming up next, how much would you pay and why? Right here on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
The NCAA let Reggie Bush's legal team know by a letter, quote, "You were never officially charged by the NCAA enforcement staff in the 2010 case. Therefore, your request is denied. It was lack of institutional control and an institutional penalty on USC." That, to me, is absurd. We'll touch on that coming up in a moment. We have bigger fish to go through right now and fry, and that is our good friend Aaron Goldhammer, who's in for Amber Wilson. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Aaron, for people, if you are just tuning in, Hammer has a big decision to make, and I am encouraging him to go and cherish this remarkable sporting event, and it's American, and it's about as good as it gets.
It's historic. It's everything.
So
if you could promise me a 72-degree day, and you could promise me that my kids would be healthy and wouldn't get in trouble, I'd be more than happy to go ahead and do this and chalk it up as a life experience. We have an opportunity to go this year to the Kentucky Derby, okay? Churchill Downs. It's one of the sporting events, like the Masters, Ian, I guess. I don't know.
Daytona 500 transcends everything.
Literally,
it's an event.
And to be there, the Super Bowl is not this way, okay? Straight up, it's not. You'd rather be watching the Super Bowl on TV than be there.
No doubt.
You would much rather. To be at Augusta during the Masters is a holy experience, okay? It's a religious experience. If sports is your religion, then Augusta is a church. Churchill Downs, inherent in the name, is a church. But we're talking about a big price tag for this ticket.
Minimum five dimes for the two of you to go.
Yeah, we're talking about a lot. We're talking about a big day. We're talking about a lot of money. And it's not like, you know, I'm a NFL player over here. I mean, to me, like most Americans, a few
thousand dollars
is a lot of money.
Right. So
this is the most I've ever spent on a ticket, Ian. It's not even close.
So two-part question. How much have you spent on an event? And should Aaron drop the money because you know his bride wants to go? What would you do for the better half? What's the most you've ever paid for a ticket, whether it's a concert or an athletic event? And should Hammer drop the hammer and go to the Derby? I'm saying absolutely. Lindsay in North Carolina. Lindsay, what do you got?
Need your help, Lindsay.
How's it going? First and foremost, Aaron, happy wife, happy life, my brother. Go ahead and drop what you need to drop and go to the Derby.
Broke husband. Hold on, Lindsay. Broke husband, unhappy wife. That's the problem.
Look, don't find out by not taking it to the Derby.
There you go. Wait, Lindsay, what's the most you've ever spent to go to a concert or a sporting event?
Okay, so this past year, my wife and my family, my wife, my mom, her sister, we're all Cowboys fans. We went to Charlotte to see the Cowboys play the Panthers. It was a group of 10 of us, all of us Cowboy fans. The total tickets, because we was up a level, good view, great, you know, getting to see the Cowboys. It was like the first time my wife, my mom, my sister went. So the total of it was like $2,800. The next move I'm making, because I found out Dallas is coming back to Carolina next year, I'm going for lower-level seats, and I'm trying to doggone, I know I'm going to have to get out some money. Between that and taking my family to Dallas to catch the Cowboys game, I'm going to have to break the bank. I see that right now. Aaron, happy life, brother. Take
it
to the Derby. Have a good one.
Thank you, Lindsay. We appreciate the phone call. So does he treat all these people to the Cowboys
Sounds
game?
Like
and
it.
If so, how can I become a member of Lindsay's family?
Hey,
so
you know what? If my brother hadn't gotten fired from Carolina and now the Seattle Seahawks, you know what? We could have hooked everybody up. Ash in Florida. Ash, you're on ESPN Radio. What's the most you've ever spent on a ticket, and should Hammer go to the Derby?
All right. I understand your situation, Mr. Hammer, but I've been to the Preakness, and I've been to the Freakness, as I like to call it, and I've been to the Derby in Churchill Down. And if you can get yourself in the infield somehow with a very cheap, you'll see a lot of very interesting things.
Okay, yeah, but I'm 41 years old, okay?
I'm 51.
I'm not mud wrestling with my wife on the infield. The vibe of the day, what she wants.
Does that happen in the backyard?
I'm not answering that. what she wants is the hoity-toity experience. You know, she wants the hat.
Yes. She wants it all. Mint juleps.
Exactly. Yes.
All right. So Ash could probably confirm, and Ash, we appreciate your phone call, but my first sophomore year in college, I went to the Derby infield and with, you know, Trip Rodgers and a bunch of other fools. And, you know, it was – bottles of booze. You know, back then you could bring coolers in. And this is a true story. And we see this line of people toward this tree by the first turn, right? Uh-huh. So I'm not going to get into horse racing with the first turn thing. But anyway, and we're like, what are they all lined up for? And they were all couples. Well, now I'm going to let you imagine what was going on, what was nicknamed the love shrub or the love tree. Uh-huh. What was going on underneath that tree. Uh-huh. That is the infield that Ash is suggesting you and your wife of how many years go experience. Stay away from the infield, coach.
The consummation of future jockeys was going on in the infield at the Kentucky Derby. That is
little
not,
people being made underneath that tree.
Look,
yes,
look.
Right.
One experience is $1,100. One experience is $40. Yeah, which do you think is the one that I'm
That's
talking
gonna cost
about
you
here?
More money. The infield will eventually potentially cost you a hell of a lot more money than buying that seersucker suit from Jay Hilburn, right? And your wife a really nice hat.
It depends. And by the way, we haven't even factored in. I'm going to need a new outfit for this. Shoes, pants.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got to go all out.
And I live in Cleveland.
I'll be honest. I've done again
in Dallas. Like you wear clothes like that around in Cleveland. It's 4 degrees. Like where are we going to wear a seersucker suit?
You got a problem. All right, let's squeeze one more in. Joe in Boston. Joe, you're on ESPN Radio. What should he do?
Hey guys, loving the show. I'm telling you, you got to do it. The most expensive ticket I ever bought was last year to go to the Derby. It was a grand for the infield reserve section, and it was awesome time. Ash was right; it's totally worth it. The most expensive ticket I ever bought in total, though, I spent $10,000 in a box to go to a Bruins game. So I've dropped some serious money on a show, and I will tell you this: the Kentucky Derby is 1,000% worth it, man.
I'm telling you, I'm with you. Now, 10 dimes for a Bruins game, that's diehard.
I mean,
right?
That better have been game 7 of the Stanley Cup finals. Or you might, I mean, what do you get for $10,000? Do you get to play goalie for $10,000?
You suit up.
You get to drive the Zamboni? Like, what are we talking here?
We will sprinkle this conversation throughout the remainder of the program. Should Hammer drop a hammer about a minimum five dimes.
I know.
To take his wife to back home. Her home in Louisville, and go to the Kentucky Derby. I'm telling you, you should. It's a lifetime of memories right there in that one weekend. And you never know what else. See the love tree. Jordan Ron on the future of Saquon Barkley. Next, right here on ESPN Radio.
That's a tease.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Running back Saquon Barkley set to hit the open market next week. The Giants are not placing the franchise tag on him.
How would Saquon look in Dallas? How would Saquon look in Philadelphia? How would Saquon look somewhere in the NFC East?
I know everyone's going to float Dallas. Why would you want to go play in that mess after playing in the New York mess? You don't want any part of it. Baltimore's the place to go.
I'm rocking with Houston being able to sign Saquon because I think he would be instant value to that football team.
If I'm Saquon Barkley, I'm going to whoever the hell pays me the most money. Because that's few and far between when it comes to an NFL running back 6 years in. With Aaron Goldhammer, who's trying to figure out, should he spend right around a minimum of $5,000 to go to the Kentucky Derby? His wife is from Louisville. Aaron Goldhammer is in for Amber Wilson here on Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio. I'm saying hell yes. It's a lifetime of memories in a remarkable weekend at Churchill Downs, historic event, fork over the cash, buy the seersucker suit, go get it done. We'll touch on that along with a hell of a lot more from Jordan Ronan, covers the New York Giants for us and ESPN's NFL Nation. Jordan, before we get to Saquon Barkley, the quarterback situation with the Giants, if your better half said, I really want to go to this event, but it's going to cost north of $5,000, would you do it?
Hell no. Come on. There's better investments than that. You can go fly to Cabo for $5,000 and go on vacation. Come on, no event's worth that. It's too short.
Yeah, you're in and out. I mean, come on, get a good friend that can hook you up with something like that. I mean, 5,000. No, I'm out.
How passionate, Aaron? I was like venom from Jordan right there. Like, I mean, are you nuts?
I thought you were going to come with something much like less than that. 5,000 for one ticket?
For two.
And the thing is,
$2,500 a ticket.
Well, let me explain. These are life experiences, Renan. You know, this is like
You can go fly anywhere in the world for the life experience.
But
for $2,500 a ticket,
but I could hit a try, and it could end up being free. You know, I could hit a couple of bets,
exactly.
And all of a sudden, we're...
now you're talking about it. Now you're talking about it costing you at least $10,000. After you lose.
No, if you jinx me like that with that attitude, you'll never win anything.
I thought you were going to ask me the most expensive ticket I got, and I was trying to think. I have not paid a lot for tickets in my life. I have never gone nuts. I mean, maybe I took my wife to Hamilton. That was like $500 a ticket. That's what I thought you were going to ask me, something in that range.
No. The Derby, the seats he's talking about. I mean, you're in the owner's box area, so I mean, you're talking some serious hot cotton here, man.
Yeah, you got to get better friends, and then you know, get that hookup, and then that's when you go.
Herb Street. He goes every year. There you go, right there.
See, there you go.
Jordan will invite me into his box, I'm sure. I'm sure I'm about to get the call. The problem is I just come on ESPN Radio and criticize everybody, and then no one wants to be my friend, and then they charge me double for the tickets.
More compliments coming
your
way.
Here's what I learned here, by the way. Goldhammer, I guess, makes a lot more than me.
Both of us.
I mean, either that or I've just been good at saving it, or I'm about to go into Hawk, you know, for
remember here. Here's a caveat, Ronan, is that his wife is from Louisville, so it's also she's going home to see the parents. So you do have the free place to stay,
yeah.
Babysitter included. So that kind of cuts down on the price to go to an iconic sporting event known as the Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday of May. So there you go.
All right, a little more digestible, a little bit,
not so much. No. Right? You're still looking at Cabo.
I'm still out. I'm still looking for something else.
He's going all-inclusive in a foreign country. All right, let's get into it, man. Saquon Barkley, where do you expect him to end up, and what's the market for him right now?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to a lot of people at the Combine about, like, what can Saquon get on the open market? One GM told me about $8 million a year. He thought the market was going to be, you know, garbage again this year, really depressed, obviously, last year. But for the most part, most people around the $10 million a year mark. You know, an occasional, yeah, somebody will go crazy and be attracted to the name more than the production and the performance last year, and you know, get to like $12 million or so, or maybe even $14 million. But then you say, okay, well, which teams can actually afford that, or more likely, are willing to spend that? I know everybody says, oh, Houston Texans, that's the team. Nick Caserio, I have a really hard time wrapping my brain around the guy who ran the New England Patriots and was heavily involved there in, you know, creating those teams where they never paid a running back is all of a sudden going to pay Saquon Barkley over $10 million a year. So where I'm landing is the team that's going to go all in to win, and probably something along the lines of the Baltimore Ravens, or if the Dallas Cowboys are really legit about that, because they've actually been very composed and disciplined in regards to spending in free agency in the past. But Jerry did say they're going all in to win this year. So I'm curious if he means that, or they could actually, or they can control them like they have been in the past.
Jordan, I saw a couple headlines over the last few days about the Giants being absolutely done with Daniel Jones. What do you know about that, and do you expect him to still be the starter in September?
I don't think that's completely off base, but I think it just wasn't presented properly. In that the wording of it, I'm talking about. They're completely done with Daniel Jones in terms of building around Daniel Jones. They're not completely done with Daniel Jones. He's their quarterback this year. He's owed more than $35 million cash. So they can't really get out of it. He's going to be their starter week one. That's just what the contract dictates. He's not a guy who can't play in this league. I just think they realize, well, okay, everything went completely wrong last year. He suffered not one, but two serious injuries, right? His second neck injury in the last 3 years, and a torn ACL. So they're looking at it and saying, how can we build around this guy moving forward? That's not a prudent philosophy. That's not a prudent philosophy for their own professional careers and professional livelihood if they're going to do that, because it's just with those injuries, you can't build around with him, right now. I don't think it's what a lot of people are thinking when they hear that and they say they're done with Daniel Jones. You tell me. Listen to this. He stayed healthy the previous year and played really well to the point that they paid him. He started four games this past season that he started and finished. Four games in full. And people think that all of a sudden they're out on him on an evaluation of a player. I mean, that's major recency bias. I know from my conversations it's not that. It's because of the injuries.
All right, so Jordan Ron on ESPN's NFL Nation covers the New York Giants, joining us here on ESPN Radio, looking over the future of Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones, and the Giants in hole with Aaron Goldheimer in for Amber Wilson. Again, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. Thank you for spending part of your evening with us. So, Jordan, when it comes to that sixth overall pick, are they going to be in the quarterback market, or is it best player available?
They're in that quarterback market if the quarterback that they like is there. I think a trade up to three or four is a possibility. I think that if, you know, they don't get one of their guys that they like near the top, I think a trade back at the end of the first round is another possibility. Because remember, they have two second-round picks after the Leonard Williams trade in the middle of last year. So I don't know if they're going to be able to get it. Like, it's one thing that I know people are like, they need to do whatever they can to get the quarterback. Well, this year's draft, it just might not be possible to go get your quarterback, because the Bears, from talking to everyone in Indianapolis, are going to draft a quarterback, probably Caleb Williams. The Commanders need a quarterback in the worst possible way. They're drafting a quarterback. And the Patriots need a quarterback. So who's to say that any of those three picks are even available? I actually don't really think any of those three picks are likely going to be available. Yeah. Unless the Patriots somehow are zeroed in on two guys and those two guys happen to go. So the likelihood to me, the best case for the Giants would be trading up to three, most likely even four. Because I spoke to a GM the other day, and what he told me was this. Like, as I said, is the J.J. McCarthy hype real? He said there's four top 10 quarterbacks, and J.J. McCarthy is in that mix. He's going to be drafted in the top 10.
Wow. Well, it could end up being to the Giants. Jordan Renan is with us, ESPN NFL Nation Giants reporter. What are reasonable expectations for the Giants then in 2024, Jordan?
Well, Saquon Barkley is not likely to be there. Xavier McKinney now is probably an underdog to be on the roster. Darren Waller might retire. They might have a rookie quarterback. Yeah, you know what that sounds like to me, Aaron? A rebuild. Yeah, they won't admit that, but if that's how this goes, it sounds like the New York Giants will basically be in a rebuild. And if they win like five or six games, that's probably a pretty successful season.
And so what does that say about the future of Brian Daboll? Because if I'm a Giants, I'm being patient with this man. I think he's a heck of a coach.
If they get that quarterback and he shows even the slightest bit of promise moving forward, doesn't that buy him time in a way?
Yeah, I would hope so.
So you would think he would be. I would think that would buy them some time and give him another year. Because if they don't, and they're actually trying to win this year, and it's a disaster of a season, and then at the end of the year they're looking around saying, "Well, we don't have a quarterback. We have a bad team." That's when you say, "Well, we need to start over, scrap it, and completely rebuild." How many people get to go rebuild in year four? Right?
Yeah.
You know what the answer is? Not many,
none,
if any.
Yeah.
So you're probably gone. So, to me, starting over with that quarterback is the easy answer here.
I mean, Jordan, I'm working on a theory that what they did in the 22 season, the run they made in winning that playoff game in Minnesota, might have been the worst thing for the franchise, because it fooled everybody into thinking that they should give big money to Daniel Jones. And it just confused everyone about where the development of the team actually was.
I think you're right. To be fair, everything went wrong this past year. Like, the worst case scenario for Daniel Jones was to have the injuries and then become the injuries, which were a concern. Remember, that's why they couldn't give him the 50-year option. He missed the final six games of the previous season with a neck injury. That was just the worst case scenario. Saquon got hurt. Andrew Thomas got hurt. Those are some of their best players. Everything went wrong, and now here they are. Darren Waller had a bad year, got hurt again. So that trade now looks terrible. Everything you could imagine went wrong, and now, yeah. But I do 100% agree with you. The worst thing that happened to the Giants was their success in 2022.
All right. Will it be a success if Aaron Goldhammer drops five dimes to go to the Kentucky Derby?
Well, he's a baller if he is, so he better. It'll be a success because his wife better have a damn good time when they go there. And then you know what that means. Aaron Goldhammer has a really good time afterwards when they go home.
Well, Jordan, I don't have to pay, you know, New York tri-state area housing prices, so I might have a couple of extra bucks because I'm not dropping millions on every square foot of property. But
he lives in Jersey.
I thought you were going to tell me you don't have to drop that prices to have a good time.
So. Well, that'd have been a better line, but anyway.
I guess that's not true, Aaron.
He walked right into that one, man. I mean, are you talking about a bear trap set by Ronan, and next thing you know, a hammer steps right in it. Jordan, we love you, brother. Thanks for your time, as always, and the insight.
Anytime, guys. Speak soon. Have a good show.
Bro, see you, man. Jordan Ronan joining us here on ESPN Radio. What would you do to go to an iconic sporting event? Would you do anything it takes that the bride wants to go to? Would you spend that kind of money? Like Aaron and Goldhammer is having to make that decision right now. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Hammer might need it. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Might need those too. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Coming up next, would you pay Saquon Barkley a boatload of cash or roll with a rookie? And more of your calls on what Hammer should do when it comes to the Derby right here on ESPN Radio.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Running back Saquon Barkley set to hit the open market next week. The Giants are not placing the franchise tag on him.
How would Saquon look in Dallas? How would Saquon look in Philadelphia? How would Saquon look somewhere in the NFC East?
I know everyone's going to float Dallas. Why would you want to go play in that mess after playing in the New York mess? You don't want any part of it. Baltimore's the place to go.
I'm rocking with Houston being able to sign Saquon because I think he would be instant value to that football team.
Would you pay Saquon Barkley 2 years, $12 to $16 million, or are you rolling with a rookie? We'll touch on that coming up in just a moment here on ESPN Radio. Aaron Goldhammer is in for Amber Wilson. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. We appreciate you spending some time of your evening or afternoon with us, depending on where you are. By the way, quick updates in college basketball. Number 3, Purdue is in a fight with number 12, Illinois. Running bucket. I can't tell which pasty guy just hit that. It wasn't Zach Edey, obviously. He's not very pasty. 69-66, about 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Been a hell of a ball game at Illinois. Again, Illinois was favored by 1.5 in this game on ESPN Bet. We roll with the Illini. Why? Because Vegas was begging you to take Purdue. Every now and then we lose one of these bad boys. But right now, again, 69-66, Purdue leads Illinois in a heck of a game. And then Florida is just chicken kicking Alabama, 79-58. The 16th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide getting boat raced. Florida, 0 for the last 4 against Bama. They were favored by 2.5, went up to 3 on ESPN bet. We took Florida, bet to your hands bleed. I'm feeling pretty darn good about our wager there, Mr. Hammer.
Yes, 79-58 with about 7 minutes to go. That game's on ESPN. And I think, you know, Alabama's one of these weird teams. They could go on a run and beat anybody and score 100 points. They could give up 120 points to anybody at any given. So some of those teams that can't really guard anyone, and Kentucky is another one. Be careful with those teams as you're filling out your brackets 2 weeks from now.
I agree. Grant Wilson and a couple of the Pings that got in foul trouble, two of their bigs, and they don't have a lot of size, and that is what has led to Florida annihilating right now Alabama, again, 79-58. All right, Hammer, you have an issue. Your wife wants to go to the Kentucky Derby. She's from Louisville. It's going to cost you with new clothes because you got to get a new suit. She needs a new dress. She needs a fancy hat. Your tickets are near the owner's area. There's a comma involved here, right, near the owner's box. Been there, done it. It's awesome, but I'm an infield kind of guy. Those are my people. Anyway, you're looking at minimum before four kits a plate, four dimes. Four dimes. So now, to make the wife happy, she's going home to see her parents. It's your in-laws. They live there. What would you do? What's the most expensive thing that you've ever paid for as far as an athletic event or a concert? And what should Aaron Goldhammer do? Scott in Pittsburgh, you're on ESPN Radio. Scott, what do you got?
Here's the question. You have two kids?
Two kids.
Did you put $5,000 into their college fund last year?
Did I what? Did I put money into their college fund? Yeah, I'm not. Listen, Scotty, I'm not going to give you a whole view of my financial picture. What do you want? You want to do an audit?
No. It's a matter of one day versus 1 year. What's more important to your wife and reminder of that?
I mean, look, if I have to look my kids in the eye and tell them that they've got to go to state school and not, you know, I don't know, Harvard or whatever, then that's a conversation we'll have.
Scott, when you went really deep there, man, and look, by the way, this game of life, you don't get a do-over. You don't get to get traded and go back in time. So
that's right.
Have this opportunity to go live life for a remarkable weekend, I highly recommend it. You know, the kids' college fund, your kids are younger than mine. My oldest is going to college, you know, this year. Oh. We're doing the college visits. So, but I tell you this, if the wife wanted to go to the Derby again, sign me up, Coach. I'm all in.
Now, here's what I need. Who's, like, the sports legend of Louisville, like, that's still alive in this day and age? Like,
Bob it's Valvano? Not
okay. So I got to hit up Bobby V. Really, Bobby V is one of the great talk show hosts in the history of ESPN Louisville.
One of the nicest people you're ever going to meet.
I just want to stop and just shout out Bob Valvano and let him know that if he's got a couple of tickets to the Kentucky Derby, make sure to put my name on the list. I want to give some love to who was the guy that was the Final Four MVP? Luke Hancock. I want to let Luke Hancock know that Aaron Goldhammer was one of your biggest fans.
Matt Jones, Kentucky Sports Radio.
Okay, there you go. Where's Matt Jones?
Wrestling.
He filled
Let's
in
go.
Last night. Yeah. Go ahead. We'll give you the floor to compliment him, too. This is yours now,
Matt,
I think.
I got to tell you, you're one of the finest, funniest radio hosts, best wrestling promoters ever. I want to tell
Tyler Gaffleon. Throw him in there too. Outstanding jockey, T Gaff.
Just in case, what was Dr. Duncanstein? Daryl Griffith. I want to let Daryl Griffith know he's one of my favorite basketball players of all time.
Mike Smith is still riding ponies. Mike Smith, come on, man, help him out. Help a brother out quickly. Let's go to Chris in Delaware. Chris, you're on ESPN Radio. What do you got?
Hey, gentlemen. Long time listener, man. I'm thankful y'all give me the opportunity to get on the air, and great show as always. You live every day. You only die once, man. So if you got the money, you spend it. You spend it. I'm going on 22 years of matrimony to my wife. She's going on 50 years next year. She wants to go to Korea for 2 weeks. Uh-huh. That's going to be almost 10 grand for the two of us. We'll be out there in Korea for 2 weeks.
But
love
that's
it.
Again, that's a memory that you'll have for the rest of your life.
That's it.
There you go. Lamar Jackson, clearly the best player in the NFL.
Harry Douglas, star of Louisville.
This radio network is full of Louisville people. Why am I paying for these tickets?
That's a you problem. Why are you paying for all these tickets?
I guess I need to foster better relationships with Freddie and Harry and with Matt and Myron on the weekend.
Coming up next, one of the top running backs in the upcoming NFL draft. If your NFL team gets them, you're blessed here on ESPN Radio.